there were white women too, but, and I may be mistaken, I'm expressing opinion that I think that perhaps there were more Negro women who were midwives than there were white women, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
You said there wasn't too much slavery down here, though, right?
No. I think you find that when you cross the Ottumwaha River going north, you see, between the Ottumwaha and Savannah is old Georgia, colonial Georgia. And there's where the large plantations and large numbers of slaves. Many of those counties in there have more Negro people than they have white. But south of the Ottumwaha, it's reversed. There were not many slaveholders here. I suppose that most of the Negro people are here probably came here with sawmills and things like that, and construction crews building railroads and so on. So that they're a minority here, whereas they may be in the majority in some Georgia counties.
Do you remember, were there any special ceremonies for a funeral?
Well, of course, the watch service, in other words, if a person dies, the neighbors came in and they sat up with the corpse all night. And of course, you know, back in those days, funerals were held rather promptly, because that was before it became popular to embalm, so therefore funerals were held fairly quickly after a person dies. If he dies tonight, perhaps he dies tomorrow or something like that. And so that night before the funeral, the neighbors would come in and sit up and maybe give the members of the family, who in many cases are so worn out with the long vigil that they had kept during this last illness, give them a chance to get some rest before the funeral.
Were there any major causes of death down here when you were a boy? Remember anything?
Well, I suppose that there were illnesses, that were probably partly caused by malnutrition. I don't know to what extent there might have been fatal illnesses, but for example, such things as pellagra, that's caused by a deficiency of a certain vitamin or something of that nature.
Okay, go on.
The kind of words and the way people pronounced them that were common at the time I was a child. Not that everybody used these terms, but that a good many people did, largely the older people. The word yonder, meaning something at a distance, they pronounce yander. Girl, frequently called gal. There was just pronounced as there, perhaps, in some instances. Far, fur, was, and of course, as far as that's concerned, maybe that's correct, because that's what I hear all the time on television. Fire, for, tire, tar, cover, shiver. Food was frequently referred to as victuals. Bringing something was to fetch. Instead of saying behind the tree, you might say in back of the tree.